The Irish Independent, the Irish Times, the Irish Sun and the Herald lead with reports that new restrictions are likely in Dublin because of COVID-19. It's not looking good, says the Sun headline. Capital punishment, says the Herald. As the Times puts it, public health experts are today expected to recommend new restrictions for Dublin to limit the spread of coronavirus as fears grow that infections are heading out of control. Dublin to be cut off from the rest of the country for the next 3 weeks, says the Independent headline. But according to the Irish Daily Mail, it's not just Dublin that is a problem. The paper quotes the acting chief medical officer as saying that the fight against COVID has deteriorated nationally. Dr. Ronan Glynn warned of what he called particularly concerning trends in counties Louth, Waterford and Donegal. In an analysis piece in The Independent, Sean Pogachnik writes that raising restrictions on Dublin to combat COVID-19 could end up doing disproportionate economic damage without reducing health risks. He quotes Tom McDonnell of the Nevin Economic Research Institute, who said, rather than shutting down retail or hitting particular types of business, focusing on restricting social gatherings would be better. In an editorial, The Times says that the confusion surrounding the announcement of the long-awaited roadmap for managing the pandemic is a lamentable failing at a critical time. The Independent says the government is fast running out of time to get its act together on health messaging, but the paper says this is not a time for schadenfreude. And it has a kind word for Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, who the leader writer says told us in his uniquely up-tempo way that the budget would be framed against an assumption of the chilling presence of COVID-19 for most of next year, while also cushioning against a no-deal Brexit. And the news from Mr. Donoghue and Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath that there will be no significant increase in property tax in the budget makes the lead story for the Irish Examiner. The Irish Daily Star reports that the Cabinet has approved a plan by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, to hand down heavier sentences to anyone convicted of conspiracy to murder. New laws to nail crime bosses who order murders, says the headline. The Irish News has a four-page investigation by Alison Morris of a man who the paper describes as an MI5 agent, who it says was at the centre of the formation of the new IRA and is in protective custody following a sting designed to overthrow that organisation's leadership. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that the country music singer Nathan Carter says he was forced to cancel 100 gigs and hasn't made a cent in 6 months because of the COVID pandemic. Nothing, Carter, is the headline. The paper says that Carter, who was on RTE Radio yesterday with his fellow singers Lisa McHugh and Mike Denver, added that the live music industry in Ireland is on its knees. In The Times, Michael Dervin interviews Fergus Shiel, director of Irish National Opera, who has a similar message but is more optimistic. COVID-19 has forced the company to revamp its plans and find new ways of performing online and live, the paper says. Irish National Opera had to shelve two big productions because of the pandemic, but Dervin says it will be back live on stage for a limited audience in Brian Irvine and Nettia Jones's opera Least Like the Other in the Dublin Theatre Festival. The opera, he says, is a harrowing exploration of the life of Rosemary Kennedy, sister of JFK.